Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The third hour. Getting this on the text line, there's been a wreck on Woodruff Road blocking Walmart going towards 385. I don't know how bad that is because when I'm looking out there on Mad Max Boulevard, it seems like they're moving pretty good. This is the Tara Show. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 800-347-1063. The text line is 71307. I'm your guest host, Bill Frady. The word is wheel. And you need to text that to 72881. The one that did text me vanity and wants my $4. I did some double checking and I had to pay for the bottle of water that I bought from Ghost Rider because I was thirsty. El Presidente.
Good morning, sir.
Can we talk a little bit about the Democratic clown car that is the presidential hopefuls?
Oh, why not?
Okay. Now, first things first, if they were to go ahead and draft mayor of San Francisco, London Breed, because why wouldn't we? And also we could clone Ernest Hollings. They would have enough people running for president on the Democratic side to field a Major League Baseball team.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Do you see anybody out there actually pulling away? It's like team comedy.
Well, I mean, it's very similar, although on a much larger degree, than what we were facing during the Republican primary in 2016.
Yeah. Well, but the thing was, during that Republican primary, there was one guy who stood out, which was Trump.
Oh, of course. And that was more because of his celebrity and his instant name recognition more than anything at that time. And some of the policies he was espousing.
Yeah, some of the things he was saying. Do you think that resonates when you get out there and you separate yourself from the herd? Because the thing that I noticed about that is that nobody got out there and watched what was happening and said, you know, if I were to actually talk about some of this stuff, and I know it's out there, let's see what I would get. Nobody ever did that.
Well, we had an interesting election cycle because we had two primary candidates that were outsiders to the political system, and that was Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. Of course, Bernie Sanders got railroaded by the Democrat Party and all the shenanigans that went on to lower his vote totals and to boost and, improve the chances for Hillary Clinton, or basically assure that she was going to get the nomination. So Bernie got railroaded on that one. But he was the candidate that was really getting traction out there because of his outsider status. He was both critical of Republican and Democrat policies because he's a socialist. And then, of course, you had Donald Trump, who was not a conservative, but certainly not a moderate and certainly not a Democrat, but was running on conservative principles. And he was an outsider as well. And of course, now we see what happens to outsiders. The deep state comes after you and they will stay after you. But it's going to be interesting to see if that continues in this primary cycle for the Democrats. Are Democrat voters still looking for an outsider? Are they looking for the traditional, politicians such as Joe Biden, such as Cory Booker, such as Kamala Harris? Are they looking for outsiders or people that are on the fringes of things like Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, other candidates like that, Beto, who virtually has no experience to do anything in government, but is, gaining traction anyway. Several other candidates are in that. It's just going to be interesting to see if there is any further taste for an outsider within the Democratic primary.
The problem, though, is that there's a lot, while there's so many of them, most of them nobody's ever heard of.
Right. Yeah, the vast majority. And that's one reason that Joe Biden and I think Bernie Sanders quickly rise to the top. Bernie's already done it one time. He gets a lot of attention. He gets a lot of criticism and praise from national media. And of course, Joe Biden, having served as a senator for his entire lifetime, pretty much. Yeah, I love the meme that goes around on Facebook about Joe Biden. Here's a guy who has spent his entire adult life in federal government. And now he wants you to elect him to president so he can fix things.
Plus, he He obviously has the Osmond family dentist.
Well, yeah, but whatever, yeah.
Anyway. You know, some of these guys that I'm looking at, though, the normal stuff that occurs with politicians does not apply to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kamala, Willie Brown's side chick, yeah. Harris.
As Tara refers to her, horizontal Harris. I love that. She can get away with that. I'm not going to touch that.
Hey, well, I can, anyway. But we can say Willie Brown's side chick.
Yeah, that's true, and yeah. it's documented. I mean, that's it. Both parties have agreed to that relationship.
Now that got put out not in detail, but that got put out there, and everybody was talking about it. And you remember when Gary Hart had that girl on his lap?
Yeah.
He was done.
Yeah,
cooked.
That is a resume enhancer for you now in the Democrat Party.
Ah, what about Cory Spartacus Booker?
Oh yeah, well there you go.
Do we want a guy that cries all the time running the country?
Hmm.
He cries all the time. Plus, him and Kamala, for some reason, they think the presidency is something that it really isn't. They get out there and talk about, we're in a constitutional crisis, and when I'm president, I'll solve it all with executive authority.
I'm sick and tired of hearing about constitutional crisis. This country was in a constitutional crisis probably about 100 years ago,
yeah.
And we're still in one, but it has nothing to do with anything that Donald Trump has done or hasn't done.
And then there's Bill de Blasio.
Oh, that's an absolute joke.
In the circles I run in, one of the things we say in the Second Amendment advocacy is when the government fears you, that's liberty.
Right.
And when you fear the government, that's tyranny. Now, in New York, in de Blasio's New York, he's put out policies like, well, if we don't like the way you're doing your rents, or if you try to raise your rent too high, building owner, we're going to seize your building. They also, one of the things that is like a cottage industry now, they have some commission that's in charge of private property like housing and houses, not apartment buildings, but houses. Your neighbor can come out there and say, that's actually my driveway.
Yeah.
And then you're tied up for years in court proving, yes. You know, you've got all, well, but this is what, you know, here's the deed. Here's the reading of the property. Here's the here's the surveyor's report. Nope, that's mine. And then you're spending your years in court and spending money and all that. And they just let that happen.
Yeah.
And that's because nobody in New York thinks that they should butt up against the government. When they do, they pay.
Yeah. Now, de Blasio, to me, is a joke. I mean, even his own party doesn't like him and is making jokes about him. And the media is not even taking his candidacy seriously. We had a quote from him yesterday from his video when he was announcing it, where he says that the problem in this country, we have plenty of money in the world. We have plenty of money in this country. And he's right about both of those statements. But then he says it's just in the wrong hands.
Ah,
that is where you go way off the rails, Mr. de Blasio. Whose hands that money is in is the market's decision. It has nothing to do with you. Period. The only hands, the money in somebody's hands that you have any business controlling is your own, whatever you earn.
The thing about the left, though, you know, they're masters at the long game.
Oh, yeah.
Except they should really read Sun Tzu on this one, because I don't think any of them stand a chance.
No.
Not with this economy right now. They can say what they want to say. Oh, they're just crumbs. Yeah, sure. Right. All right.
We've got a long way to go, but you're absolutely right, because the elections and this is another one of those things, whether you elect outsiders or whether you elect insiders, it's the economy stupid. That's probably one of the best phrases that came out of the Clinton campaign.
Yep.
And it is absolutely true. And in post-World War II America, presidential elections are about the economy stupid. If the economy is good, the ruling party is most likely going to get reelected. And that's at this point, it does look like that will be the case.
Well, you know, people are so tired of the left now that when they come to town, me and you can go see Hillary and Bill Clinton talk, and they'll pay us $7.97 to show up.
I'm sorry. I'd be asking for that $15 minimum wage on that one, at least.
I didn't even think of that. All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever noticed the leftist template? The leftist template can be summed up quite easily. Do you remember the perverted gym teacher in the movie Mean Girls? Where he would get out there and say, listen, if you date, you're going to touch each other. If you touch each other, you're going to get chlamydia and die. That is the leftist template. They apply it with climate change, anything having to do with taking your money away, anything having to do with guns. They do it that way all the time. If you don't do what we say, and it's going to necessitate, unfortunately for you, us taking a few things of yours that you probably would like to have, a few rights, and you're going to die. And I don't even know why we're doing the show today, because AOC says we're going to be dead in 12 years anyway. We'll have the big suntan in 12 years, me and you, the big suntan. That beard will be gone, Ghost Rider. It'll be just fried clean off.
I've been thinking about ditching it anyway.
Yeah? Well, give it 12 years.
The baby likes to grab onto it.
Well, the baby will be at least 12 years old past that, but it won't matter because the baby won't see 13 because we're all going to die because the leftists say so. I'm not a leftist, however. I look at things as outrages, and then I look at the outrage and I try to find the lessons learned. Now, there was an interesting moment because this is a repeat of what happened in Australia. The mosque shooting incident in New Zealand, which happened in March. Now, yes, they've already gone and banned everything they can think of to ban and everything else. Nothing changes. Nobody is safer in New Zealand. Okay? Because there's still people walking around. It's not about the weapons, idiots. It's about the people. Ask the Okinawans how that worked out. The nunchuck, that used to be something they used to harvest rice. But they weaponized it. Necessity finds a way. Learning points from the shooting in New Zealand, which apply to everything. Now, this is the template I use. The first learning point is that Islamics are no less vulnerable to these events than are Jews or Baptists. The perpetrator had a manifesto which was rambling, confusing, and incomprehensible, which, you know, stands to reason because he was insane. There was an army of mental health experts looking at him, wringing their hands in a futile effort to understand him. He even covered his guns and magazines with slogans, and he recorded the entire event. He is a fruitcake. No need to be politically correct with him. The only thing that should have been done with him is if there had been one armed person in there to disrupt his pattern, that would have been okay. And the problem for New Zealand and everybody here, me, you, everybody, the world is full of these dangerous deviants and always will be. And most are not in institutions. The other thing to ponder is that you are on your own. In those opening moments of that outrageous, horrific event, the unexpected, if you are unprepared for the unexpected, it's going to be bad. And that cannot be said often enough. The Islamics are imagined to be like, you know, tough and ready. They, you know, they spit bullets. They do this, they do that. That's all hype. They're no different. And, you know, most of them are the same age as our soldiers. So we're talking about kids. So we plainly see they're no more ready in Christchurch, New Zealand mosque than our Jews in New York City synagogues or Baptists in Texas churches. No one in the mosque had a gun except the perpetrator. And we all need to know and understand that the police, while maybe on the way, won't arrive. They're not going to be in a position to take significant action. And they won't get there till the corpses are cooling. And the perpetrator will either have committed suicide or escaped. So the lesson learned here is that the first 5 seconds is more important than the next 5 hours. When there, if you find yourself, unfortunately, in one of these very rare events, you're going to have to take action with weapons you're carrying or that you can get your hands on within 5 seconds. Failing that, you have a scant chance of altering the outcome or of saving yourself. But you have to be prepared to be in the fight. Like those kids in Colorado. The students took down the shooters. Not the police. One paid with his life, and you know, then others came in and swarmed him. 60% of the time when one of these rampage killers is interrupted and stopped, it's by unarmed people. Now, preparation is key. I swear to God, the smartphone is going to be the bane of our existence. If everybody would get their head out of their smartphones, they would see so many things coming. But that's beside the point. That's part of being prepared, having the discipline to say, well, you know, I'll check this once a day. Instead of letting it be the talisman. Maybe we could all be deplatformed and check less on our phones. One thing is for certain. The unprepared have no chance. And their religion is irrelevant. No relevance at all. Those who are prepared are going to be able to try to deal with it. And then it's a really fast event. And it's a horrific event. And it's one that will haunt you for the rest of your life. Except you'll be here to be haunted. I leave you with a little quote. When the unexpected meets the unprepared, we find the greatest of astonishments. When we get back, we're going to talk about people who are more interested in the economy than the social wokeness.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Democrats running for president right now in 2020 seem to be all in on their devotion to social justice, which is a very vague, ill-defined topic. But mainly, it seems to consist mostly of taking the money and redistributing it if you're wealthy and you're white and a male. I have yet to hear of anybody taking Oprah's money and redistributing that. Seems there's a lot of energy put into finding ways to abuse white men for any imagined deficiency in the world and then to agitate for punishing them. The problem with this was, you know, I know this is not a popular thing, but back in the, you know, back when I was growing up, we were being integrated by force, which it wasn't really. Being integrated by force meant I got on a school bus, and instead of having a 5-minute bus ride, I had a 45-minute bus ride. And it was great. I learned that, you know, people are just people. And people, regardless of race or gender, they could be virtuous or vile. Integrity is something that you adopt, but it's not limited or denied to anybody, any ethnicity, any gender. I can go on and on with that. So in most cases, it almost always seemed to me that virtue and its opposite became a matter of you choosing which way you were going to go. Some choices support and improve society, and others don't do anything like that. They do the opposite. The former correlate with virtue, and the latter do not. But that's becoming disconnected now in what is considered to support and improve society. In the name of social justice, there's this ongoing harangue about providing equality of outcome. Most people are not interested in controlling other people. Most people just want to go to work. They want to earn their way without being directly dependent on the government. Everybody would like to have a little more, but it's not necessary to be rich. No one seems to want to be poor. And when one is, it's painful to take responsibility for how that life turned out and to have no idea what could have been done to make those dreams come true. Trump started out with more than many people, but he was not a billionaire. His father only gave him $1 million when he graduated from high school. He learned the real estate game in New York, and he was huge in the real estate market. And it was all based on the market. So when it was up, he was up. When it was down, he was down. And when he was down, he recovered. And he seems egalitarian enough to think that we all are able to succeed if they apply themselves. And they may not get as far as they dream of going, but they can keep trying. And it's not a matter of who you are, diversity-wise, but how well you do what the job requires. And, of course, God's blessings on your efforts. Maybe sometimes, in certain cases, being in the right place at the right time. Luck, perseverance, not quitting. Now, no candidate for president, regardless of how many diversity boxes he can check, should be handed the presidency or anything else. They have to compete for it, and they shouldn't expect it as a gift. Trump competed. He competed hard, and he won, and pantsuit lost. And that is the crime, the social injustice of the president going presidency going to another white male. Democrats thought that was a thing of the past when Obama was elected twice, and then he blessed Hillary, which, of course, he didn't have a whole lot of choice because we got rid of Bernie because, you know, we don't, whatever. And she was supposed to be the shoe-in. And then Trump won. And oh my God, the high crime. We must impeach. Except you can't impeach when the law hasn't been broken. Except, and it doesn't matter about your state of mind. If you're a leftist, you think, well, the law's been broken because the expected outcome did not occur. That's a law, right? No. What? So, I suppose the members of the House of Representatives can bring up the articles of impeachment against a ham sandwich if they want to. They can't force the Senate to convict. They could try to time the impeachment so it happens as a October 2020 surprise and then hope to pick up enough Senate seats in the 2020 election to actually convict, even if they don't take back the presidency. They could start earlier and try to prolong the Senate's hearing so Trump goes into the election under an impeachment cloud. And if it drags on past the election, maybe that works out better for them. But what most people are more interested in improving is their income than their wokeness. So I look at the left right now, and I'm looking at the House controlled by the Democrats. What have they done? Well, first of all, we had to have an independent investigator. So we got Mueller, which was part of the Comey, Brennan, Clapper cabal. And then Mueller lawyered up with all of the Hillary lovers, and they tried their best, and they couldn't find anything on a guy. You can't convict a guy for saying things that he thinks, you know. You got to convict a guy for what he actually does. So he didn't actually do anything. He didn't obstruct. He didn't collude. And it's quite rich that they actually charged him with collusion, given all that Hillary did as Secretary of State. So what have they done? They've continued to go after a guy for being president. That's it. That's all. Because that wasn't the supposed outcome. And that's not the way the social justice should work. Now they're wanting to do things that have nothing to do with him, as he's not a politician. So they want all of his tax returns going back to when he was 12. That's an exaggeration. It's hyperbole, but you get the point. It has nothing to do with what he's doing or done. He doesn't have the book of corruption of government behind him that most of these other guys do. So I'm looking forward to 2020. I'm looking forward to the leftist hearts being broken. Put whoever you want out front. I don't know who that's going to be. There's nobody that's standing out from the crowd. It's the most uninspiring group of people I've ever seen. So, you know, when it talks, when, you know, we see your policies for what you want. The Green New Deal, that's a good one. I like that one. Maybe we could be like California, where they're going to have the rolling blackouts because they cause fires. We can't trim any trees because Gaia would be upset. So we'll just cut off the juice because that's a good leftist Gaia friendly thing. Wherever the leftists go, they bring decay and death. Ask them in Los Angeles. Ask them in San Francisco. As a matter of fact, we should have a contest where you get a free trip to San Francisco, but you got to bring your own snake-proof boots and your own trash bags to wrap your boots in because of what you got to walk through to go from your hotel to McDonald's in San Francisco. You like that? When we get back, we're going to talk about a decision that's making everybody very upset coming out of the Supreme Court that you didn't even hear about.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I actually requested the Bugs Bunny version of the Rise of the Valkyries for this bump. I will have to settle for a cashmere. All of us talk guys, we sort of want to be record spinners to a degree, I think. Even though there's no records to spin.
I was.
Huh?
I was a DJ.
You were a DJ? Mm-hmm. I've never got to be a DJ. Russ was a DJ. Russ was a great DJ. Ingalls Advantage Talk line is 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. What are you going to tell me? Nothing? Okay.
I was a DJ.
Okay. I get to do the talk up now as we come back in. That's cool. One of the things that separates a leftist from a normal person is their passion for power. They love them some power. They're consumed by the acquiring and keeping of power. And this gives them this ability to plot and plan in advance. They played the long game really well. They've done a very patient march through American institutions. Not all at one time. See, this is the thing. I like with guns deplatforming on social media, I wish they just do it all. Just take it all. Try to take it all. Guns are banned. You can't be on Facebook if you're a conservative. Do it. Go for that. The shock to the system would be we would hear it reverb throughout the nation. Because that's half of the population that they're going to try to ostracize. And that's a big half. That's a big block of money, if nothing else. The other part is that it's a big block of people that own guns, which, you know, that draw your own conclusions. So this has been done step by step for years. And while they solidify their gains, they remain hypervigilant to any regression from what they've achieved in a way conservatives can only envy. They are together. They got their stuff wired tight. And right now they're flipping out. And you don't know it, but let me tell you about it. There was a case before the Supreme Court called the Franchise Tax Board of California versus Hyatt. And in that case, the court ruled 5-4 that the Constitution doesn't permit a state to be sued by a private party without its consent in the court of a different state. Right now, everybody's looking at the dust on their dash going, okay, I don't get that at all. What's the big deal about that? Well, the big deal is that the Franchise Board versus Hyatt overturned a 1979 Supreme Court decision to the contrary in Nevada versus Hall. What puts more bite into this decision is that John Roberts, the Chief Justice, assigned Clarence Thomas to write the majority opinion. Thomas is an originalist more than he is a conservative. A court conservative, at least the way the leftists would describe one, would honor the principle of something called stare decisis, I believe it is. I don't speak Latin, so if I mispronounced it, okay. That means that once a decision is made, it stays made. This is referred to as precedent. Roe versus Wade was precedent. Gay marriage was precedent. None of those things are actually articulated. The court decides they exist, therefore they exist. Now, Thomas approaches cases according to the original intent of the Founding Fathers, which is very plain. It's out there. It's written. You have to understand the vernacular of the time, the way they spoke. Like, for example, when they say regulated in the Second Amendment, that means that everybody was trained in the same way and equipped in the same way. We still referred in Vietnam, we referred to the North Vietnamese army soldiers as North Vietnamese regulars. So regulated, you know. Thomas believes if an initial decision was wrong per the original intent of the Constitution, it can and should be overturned. And this has the four court leftist dissenters, Breyer, Ginsburg, Sotomayor, and Kagan, in a tizzy. Not to mention anybody else that understands what's going on. What has them and their soulmates throughout the liberal establishment in panic mode is not the particulars, but the idea that precedent can be overturned. It can be done away with. The always alert leftist hive is already in reaction mode. And they're saying at Splinter.com that the right-wing Supreme Court is coming for Roe versus Wade. And the left is warning us that Roe is in mortal danger, according to the Washington Post. New York Times is rushing out an op-ed piece by a law professor. Supreme Court made clear on Monday that Roe versus Wade may soon no longer be the law of the land. And there you have it. They see much of the radical and anti-democratic social structure they force on the country through the court's blatant overreach threatened. They're the ones that set it up. This is why the Senate always tries to slow down all of these judgeships and all the ones that Trump is appointing. And are they the greatest? Well, Trump doesn't have the kind of field that I'd like for him to pick through, but it's opposite of what they got going on the left. So now they're in big trouble, and they know it, and I know it, and now you know it. Coming up next, let's slap around John Kerry a little bit in the next hour, shall we? You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.